I may have led you to expect something from the 20th chapter of Acts today, but on this last week of the school year, I would like to go back to the 13th chapter to a passage that we passed over at that time when we were in the 13th chapter. The third and fourth verses, "Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away," that is, Paul and Barnabas, sent away from Antioch. "So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Matthew tells us that on the morning of Jesus' resurrection, the women who spoke with the angel rushed out of the tomb in fear and great joy. And such conflicting emotions are not strangers to us either, especially at this time of year. Many have joy because the end of the course is in sight, and yet have sadness too because the end of the course is in sight. Some are rejoicing at the prospect of walking up on the stage Saturday morning, and at the same time, perhaps feeling a little sadness at saying goodbye to their friends, or maybe even a shiver of fear as they now face a new unknown and orientation begins all over again. Certainly the Christians at Antioch also must have rejoiced to see how the Word of God brought peace to the troubled, hope to the burdened, faith and life to all who were persuaded by the gospel word. They must have been thrilled to see the early gathering of believers, and yet now, as the Holy Spirit wanted Paul and Barnabas to go out and bring the word to others, they had to say farewell to men with whom they had worked for some years now, almost from the founding of their congregation. So what did they do? Did they have a farewell banquet? Well, if they did, Luke did not bother to tell us about it. What he does tell us is that they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and so sent them out. Now, fasting was not a new idea. Jesus once said of a demon who was in possession of a boy that this kind of demon comes out only with fasting and prayer. And fasting was fairly common in the Old Testament, usually at a time of sorrow, a battle lost, Jerusalem fallen, and so on. But only once in the Law of Moses were the people commanded to fast, and that was on the Day of Atonement. That was the day when the people remembered their sins and were reassured of the removal of their sins in connection with the sprinkling of blood. For such a day, the Lord wanted the people to think of their sins as a great and disastrous defeat, as they were, greater and more deadly than any battle, siege, or captivity. He wanted them to realize that day that their relationship with God was more important than eating. And he wanted them to focus on the atonement. Many people since those days have fasted, often for sorrow, but always because they recognized something was more important even than eating. When the Christians at Antioch fasted, they were showing that this work of the kingdom of Christ was that important. And so they gave up for the time being the distractions which can arise from feeding the body and concentrated on their work in the kingdom of God. We at Emmanuel have not proclaimed many fasts, Though privately, some may have laid aside eating for a time to concentrate on their relationship with God. We have tried to set aside distractions. Yes, that includes classes and so on, in order to concentrate on God's atonement right here in chapel. And this week, we pray and send you out. Some of you, where are you? Are going out into the ministry in behalf of a congregation. Similar to Paul and Barnabas. And we pray that their work will be done with dedication, single-minded devotion, which all of us strove to exercise in preparation. And we pray that the Lord will bless their work with far greater fruits than their preparations have deserved. When you're installed in any office, very often hands are laid upon you, conferring that office upon you in the church. So it was at the church in Antioch. After fasting and praying, they laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas. This was not only an old custom dating back to the sons of Levi, but also a demonstration of their participation with the missionaries. And now, in just a couple of days, all of you will be packing up and leaving. All of you will have opportunities to confess Christ before the world, as you have had also during the school year. Your preparation for this, by the Word of God, has been more important than eating. And we pray that God will bless His Word more than we have deserved. With prayer, we send you out, and though we may not lay our hands on each of your heads, from the heart, we implore God's blessings upon you, sharing with you in whatever kingdom work the Lord may put before you. More important than our hands is the hand of the Lord that goes with you. Emmanuel, as you know, is not just in Eau Claire, but He is with you always and everywhere. It is this knowledge that brings us joy, even when we have to say goodbye. You will never face a problem too great for Him. Nothing that happens to you can separate you from His love. Amen. Hymn 47, stanzas 1, 2, and 4.